I'm a Pākehā immigrant to Aotearoa, New Zealand, my family arriving when I was 9. Though details are blurry now, I remember the hospitality of the mana whenua as my marine ecologist father, along with the rest of the family, received a porphyry at his new workplace based in the small northern Auckland town of Lee, complete, as is customary, with the sharing of kai. I'm lucky to have a place to stand in this country by way of Te Tiriti or Waitangi, something I, like probably most of you reading this, learnt very little about at school. The few times I've been on marae, I've felt really welcome, and participating in kapa haka at school, there was always an effort to make sure I was fully taking part. Still, for disabled people, focusing on blind people for the purposes of this piece, there are real barriers to exploring or being immersed in te ao Māori and te reo Māori. Before delving into that, I want to note up front that this whole kaupapa hits differently and much harder for tangata whenua. By virtue of being Pākehā, it's important that I recognise the intergenerational hurt and alienation from land and culture which results from colonialism. I don't have to choose between services which meet my disability or cultural needs, for instance, and I want to make sure that my well-intended interest in learning reo Māori does not take a limited course enrolment place away from Māori themselves. But I wanted to write about this topic because while I see so much discussion and sharing of resources among many of my mostly sighted friends and social media circles, I think all of us need the space to talk about what we might notice as blind people too. This piece is in the spirit of sparking that conversation.